We talk a lot about being sustainable, but what does that really mean? TJ Tate, Director of Sustainable Seafood at the National Aquarium, is here today to talk about this sometimes misunderstood term and what it means in the seafood industry. TJ, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me today, John.
Let's start with what sustainability means.
Sustainability is really a personal belief and principle. It can mean a lot of different things to different people. What it means to me is probably not what it means to you. It is about meeting the needs of our present generation, though, without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs.
Do you believe it is possible to achieve sustainability in our food selections?
Most definitely, John. Organizations, retailers, restaurants are all opting for full-scale sustainability programs that they're integrating into their overall business models. Take Wegmans as an example, a great retailer. We all shop there. Mm-hmm. They actually have sustainability guidelines written into their mission statement and practices for sourcing, such as reusable shopping bags, an entire philosophy about sustainable seafood that hits home for all of us in the Chesapeake watershed. They support local fishermen, local families, and local communities.
How does this all apply to seafood in general?
So you need to think about seafood sustainability as a vision for the future. Think about it where environmentally sustainable fisheries and aquaculture thrive within our communities that depend on them. The goal would be diverse and productive fisheries. Mm-hmm. The seafood industry can be a powerful force for change when we're looking at environmental sustainability and the sustainability of ocean ecosystems. And that all starts with key partnerships. When I mean partnerships, that's watermen. That's the guys on the water, to the wholesalers, the guys mm-hmm. who get the fish, and then chefs, and then to people like us, the consumers. We all have to engage in this discussion to truly drive change.
Well, which leads naturally to the question, how do you know whether the seafood you're purchasing is sustainable?
You have to ask, plain and simple. You need to be aware of changes that are going on in the environment around you. And you need to ask whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at dinner. Find out if it's local. Was it caught in our waters here in the Chesapeake Bay? A lot of folks look for the MSC, the Marine Stewardship Label, and that's gone through stringent testing to see if it is sustainable or not. Other folks will download the Monterey Bay Seafood Watch app. Now folks can also turn to the National Aquarium. Ask us questions. We're your local heroes, and we're here to answer those questions for you. But the smartest thing a consumer can do is ask the question, where is the seafood from?
How do you think the seafood industry is evolving these days?
I think we're moving forward at light speed. Folks want to know where their fish is coming from, where their seafood is coming from. They want to know if it's responsibly harvested. In general, people are asking questions. They have a concern about the health of our oceans, the health of our Chesapeake Bay. And that means everyone is becoming a protector. Everyone is becoming a steward of the resource. I don't think we could say that 10 years ago. I think we can now.
Well, that's very encouraging to hear. Thank you so much for coming in today, TJ.
Thank you for having me, John. It's been a pleasure.
October is National Seafood Month. To learn more about what you can do to make smart, sustainable seafood selections, visit aqua.org/abluview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WYPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.